Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lizzo, Truth Hurts. She just teamed up with Ariana Grande, and I've got it for you first.
Really?
In the Hollywood at 6:40.
Nice.
It's Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is Monday morning, time to go around the room and talk about the peaks of our weekends. Gavin is not with us because he's in Jamaica with another man at a couple's resort. And I didn't even make that up. It's totally true.
Totally true.
He left his pregnant wife at home and he went to Sandals with another man. Anyway, it was business related. He was asked to go to do some social media posts for their new resort, Sandals, in Jamaica. So I guess, do you know what his peak would be? Could you just guess what it would be?
I'm going to say his peak would probably be holding a baby alligator.
All right. Yeah, I did see that. I didn't read exactly what he was doing with it.
Yeah, and the only thing that bothers me about Gavin down in Jamaica is yesterday he was rocking a Fireball shirt. You know,
drinking Fireball.
Yeah, he doesn't drink Fireball. You shouldn't be able to wear a shirt, an alcohol shirt, if you don't drink the alcohol.
Yes, you can. But you're right. Not for him.
No, it doesn't fit him.
So anyway, Gavin's peak would be holding a baby alligator at a couple's resort with another man at Sandals in Jamaica.
Yes.
Mine would be, I just have to go with the boobash. I don't know if I could narrow it down to like one in particular moment. Can I just choose the boobash? That's my peak.
Yeah, definitely.
Saturday night, Russian lady, so much fun. The costumes were incredible.
They were.
So that's my peak. I've got tons of photos, too, that I will share from this year's boobash. Thanks to Premier Limo. Really going above and beyond, sending a triple stretch limo for just me and Walmart Jeff. On our way there, we're like, should we pick people up and just drive them around? Yeah. Like, I feel like there's a lot of room for just the two of us.
It was such a lonely limo drive. One of the loneliest limo drives I've ever had.
All right, what's your peak then?
The peak for me, I was going to choose the sexy costumes at Boobash as my peak.
There were some very sexy ones.
But then I remember Friday night my family left me and I was home alone, so I had some just Walmart Jeff time.
That's your peak, being alone, not hanging out with me in a limo, not like having fun at the Boobash. Your peak is being alone?
Yeah, sometimes you just need if you have the wife and kids all week with you, they're always there, they never leave, and then...
Oh my God. God,
then all of a sudden, it's like, wow, they're gone for 2.5 hours.
What am I going to do?
What am I going to do? I sat on the couch with a bottle of Tito's and a couple juice boxes.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of random for you with a Tito's and a juice box, but hey, listen.
I needed to switch it up, Courtney, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you had too much beer.
Yeah.
If you'd like to see the peaks, did you happen to get a photo of yourself?
Oh, yeah.
You did not.
Absolutely, Courtney.
Oh, my God. We get lots of great photos from our peaks. You can check out our peaks and then add your peaks as well. Just head over to the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so there's a new junk tax out there. I don't know if you heard about this.
We don't need any more taxes.
Well, it's not actually something that the government is taxing. It's a tax that you tax on yourself, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So the drunk tax, basically what they're calling it is when you lose something while you've been drinking. That is called a drunk tax. So...
What?
The average person spends $193 replacing items they lost while they were drunk.
Okay. I've done it before.
Yeah. Items ranging anywhere from phone.
Yeah.
Clothing.
Yeah.
This one's kind of funny.
Yep.
Dishware.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee cups.
How do you lose dishware and coffee cups?
Well,
phone, I can understand.
The dishware, I can totally understand because, you know, when you're drinking and then...
You need a snack?
Yeah. You hop in the Uber and you got like a bowl of ramen and then you leave the bowl in the car. That's never happened to you before?
No.
Coffee cups is easy because a lot of people put like...
booze?
They put road sodas.
That's horrible. This is a horrible tax.
It's a horrible tax. Sunglasses. People are always losing their sunglasses while they're drinking.
Oh, man.
So on average, America spends $193.
Okay. That's not bad, though. I mean, I probably spent more.
Connecticut says, here, hold my beer. because we're spending $241 on items that are lost while drinking.
We don't need any more taxes. We don't need to pay anything else.
No,
and I believe it.
Yes.
But think, listen, if you lost something over the weekend, you need to replace it and you don't have the money, we're going to give you the money. We pay your bills. We give away $16,000 every single day. So go ahead, lose whatever the heck you want, but you got to win. Be listening to get your bills paid. Your next chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 7. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:40. Time for Hollywood, brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Breads. Well, celebrity falls off the wagon. Ben Affleck fell off the wagon.
He's been
struggling for years with an alcohol addiction. He was spotted over the weekend stumbling around after leaving a Halloween party.
That's tough.
In West Hollywood. I mean, like, he fell at one point and then caught himself on someone's SUV, and it was just a mess. The next day, he owned up to the relapse. He was filmed at his ex-wife Jennifer Garner's house.
Happens to slip, but I'm not going to let it derail me.
He says he slipped. It won't derail him. How great is Jennifer Garner? I mean,
she's a saint.
She is. You can see that video on our blog. Hey, Jessica Biel, speaking of celebrities and Halloween, dressed up as her husband, Justin Timberlake, for Halloween from the 90s.
Yeah.
She had on a jumpsuit, white sneakers, and he went as a microphone. How funny is that?
That is the best couple's costume of the year right there.
Really, really good. I've got so many other celebrities dressing over the weekend. That is also on our blog. And finally, Lizzo and Ariana Grande teamed up together and dropped a Good as Hell remix. So girl, if we don't love you anymore. It's Ariana, yes! This version better. I don't know. I love the song, but that is a killer version. You can hear it first. Lizzo with Ariana Grande at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:50. It is time for good news. Every weekday morning, we bring you good news at this time. And we like you to share your good news. Maybe something happened over the weekend. Maybe you went to the Boobash and something exciting happened. Call us. Share your good news. 860-247-9570. My good news is simple. If you like chocolate, it's National Chocolate Day. That's all I got.
That's awesome.
Like, if you're cutting down on the sweets, today's your day. If you're like, honey, I like chocolate, it's a national day, go get me some chocolate, today's the day to ask for it. Go get it. Eat it. Don't feel guilty.
Or when you look at your wife after she's eaten her third Reese's peanut butter cup.
You're like, National Chocolate Day is almost over.
Yes.
I love it.
Thank goodness.
That is my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
This isn't really good news, but it's a real funny story, Courtney.
Oh,
a circus trainer out in Russia. He was doing some routines with his bear, his 600-pound bear, and unfortunately, the bear mauled the circus trainer.
I'm sorry, that's good news.
I mean,
I'll take it as good news.
You know,
because that bear needs to be in the wild, not in a little ring.
I kind of feel the same way. I mean, if you're training your bear to push around a wheelbarrow,
that's ridiculous.
And ride a scooter, something is going
to
happen.
I can't even get my fiance to push the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Let alone a bear.
So everyone in the audience was mortified when they saw this attack.
Okay.
And it's all caught on camera.
Oh, God.
And I posted it on...
Oh, God, you did not.
On my blog at kiss957.com.
That's gruesome. I don't need to see that.
No, everyone's good. The guy, the circus trainer said he and the bear sometimes have disagreements.
That's ridiculous. Do you have good news? Can you share your good news with us? Please call us right now with your good news. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Kim, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Meriden.
And what's your good news, Kim?
After all my life challenges, I'm actually celebrating 10 years sober.
Yay!
Wow, yeah! Congratulations.
That is a milestone. 10 years?
I'm celebrating 10 years sober from stopping cold turkey.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. That is so difficult. I am so proud of you, and that is such good news. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You, too. Have a wonderful day. Share your good news, 860-247-9570. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Please welcome to the show, Louis Tomlinson. Yay! Louis!
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Formerly, obviously, One Direction, but doing your solo thing and doing it awesome, might I add.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got a new song out, We Made It, which I absolutely love.
Thank you, thank you. I actually wrote this song about 2.5 years ago, so it's a relief to have it out, a relief to have it out.
Well, yeah, I'm just wondering what that feeling is like. It must be like having, I don't know, because I haven't had children, but like having a baby, like you're waiting so long, you've perfected it, all of a sudden you release it. It must be just an incredible feeling.
Yeah, putting it out there feels really good. It's a really like, liberating feeling, especially, like I say, because I've been sat on it for so long. So, and the reaction has been incredible. I'm really lucky.
Well, it's a fantastic song, might I add. And you also had another big announcement, a world tour coming up spring 2020.
Yes, yes. I am very, very excited about the tour. Very excited about it. I mean, we did a lot of tour dates in One Direction, and I haven't done my own yet, so I'm very excited to get out there.
I'm excited for you to get out there, too. You are going to be stopping, you know, in our area. We're in Connecticut. You're going to be in Boston and New York, but you're also going to be, like, in Spain and Barcelona and Paris. Is there one place in particular that you're super stoked about going?
It's hard to say one place because someone's going to get annoyed. But I will go out and say Barcelona. I love Barcelona. It's where I start the tour, so I'm excited about obviously starting the tour. And I just love Barcelona as a city. Great place.
So let me ask you a question. You have a little guy. He's 3 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to work with you going on a world tour and having a little guy? Because I try telling my wife I'm going away for a guy's weekend without her and the kids, and she's like, the hell you are.
Well, I mean, it's. I think we've kind of got used to that in our relationship now. You know, I balance my time between the UK and America as it is, because my family obviously live in the UK. Freddie lives in LA. So, I mean, it's going to obviously be challenging at times, but he'll be able to come out on the road at some points, I'm sure.
So, Louis, is there one thing? Now, I decided last year that I was going to rent an RV and I was going to just drive. And I was going to drive. I ended up somewhere in, like, the Smoky Mountains. But the one thing I needed to have in that RV was my own pillow. Like, I was like, I need my own pillow, my own linens. Is there one thing you have to have, like, in your tour bus that's, like, don't touch it, this is mine, I need my own coffee pot or anything?
I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty low maintenance, actually. And in terms of what I need for tour, I like. I mean, it's very stereotypical, but I like a good cup of tea, so as long as I've got the right tea bags, I'll be happy.
I love that.
Hey, Louie, it's Halloween time here. Like, have you hit up any Halloween parties? Have you dressed up at all?
I'm not going to lie, I'm not much of a man for dressing up. I'm that guy.
Okay, yeah, same here.
But no, obviously my boy's getting really into it and stuff like that now, so I'm probably running out of time where I can get away with not dressing up like a skeleton or whatever it is these.
Yeah,
that's true. What, do you know what your son wants to dress up as for Halloween?
I don't. I know he did the very typical pumpkin last year. I don't know about this year yet.
Well, it's adorable. Louis, thank you so much for chatting with us. We're super excited. Tickets go on sale coming up this Friday for your world tour. I am so excited for you. It's just an awesome time. Louis Tomlinson, your song, We Made It. We're going to play that next so everybody can hear it. And I know they already love it, so we're going to just play it. And I hope you have a wonderful time on your world tour, and we will see you when you come to Boston and New York.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for your time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.